Moving on, we got college football to talk about.
Ken, why you look at Ken?
Because I was like, yeah, Deion took another L. As quiet as it's kept, y'all, Ken was actually fighting for Deion in his last game.
He was in the chat. I couldn't believe it.
When it was 21, was it 21-7?
I couldn't believe it.
He was like, it's a wrap, Ken. He was like, nah, they got it's still hella
it's
time.
Not over. Yeah, he was, yeah.
Oh, that
yeah
was, I believe,
I
man.
That was sarcasm at his finest.
It wasn't.
It. Y'all didn't pick on.
I was at my son's soccer game. So were my men lost because they didn't have shit because they damn sure didn't want to watch that shit, especially with the way it started out. So I understood why they were there supporting their grandson. But I believe, bro.
So let me ask you this question then. What was your main takeaway from this matchup against USC?
That USC's defense is atrocious. and I knew that going into the game. They're pretty bad. And you know, like I told y'all, man, when you get embarrassed like that, after all the talking and limelight and everything, everybody looking at you, you get smashed. Well, a bunch of haters pop out like me, you know, talking this, talking that. You definitely want to at least show up and play harder, execute better in the following week. Show that, you know, so far what you guys are putting together really isn't a fluke. But I mean, it looked horrible early. I think it went down 30-something to 7 or something like that. But, you know, they got a couple of lucky breaks. Caleb threw an interception, and, you know, they managed to put some points on the board, and, you know, they made it look respectable. You know, because if they wouldn't have gotten blown out this time, it would have been bad. So, yeah, that's what I had, bro. But you see, their defense is just bad.
Sean, what did USC prove to you or show you?
Not much. I didn't expect, like you said, we proved that their defense was what we thought it was, what it's been all year. At first, they made it seem like they were just rotating players in to get them used to the lineup, but they struggled early in the year with some of those teams, defensively anyway. Caleb Williams proved that he's a top draft pick.
Bruh, crazy with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his comp is Patrick Mahomes. He's not that, but he's of that ilk. That's the type player he is to me. And some of the throws he makes is crazy. But that team is nowhere near national championship ready, in my opinion. Mm-mm.
What, USC?
Yeah, USC.
No.
Do you agree with that, FIFA?
Agree with
USC is USC not a national championship. They're not a Final Four team.
I think they are because whenever you have a quarterback in the offensive weapons that they have, like, let's be honest, football is an offensive game now, right? Like, you got to be able to put up points. We got a guy like Caleb Williams, you're never out the game. So can they go? Yeah. You know, a couple of breaks just need to go their way. You know what I'm saying? And when you play with talent, you know what I'm saying, skill, good luck will happen. And we saw that to a degree. Now, my biggest takeaway when I watched, and I didn't watch the whole game, I watched it in parts, and then I saw highlights. Colorado got to get off to faster starts, bro. Like they are, from a skill position perspective, they can compete with a lot of teams. We saw that. And if they can keep the pressure on offensively throughout the game, they can win some of these games. You know what I'm saying? And for me, I just don't understand why they don't score until 3-4 minutes left in the second quarter. Like, trying to play that type of football, you're not going to win. So I don't know what it is that Deion got to adjust or tweak or this, that, and the third. I don't know if they got to play different music in the locker room to be more hype or more prepared from get-go. But to me, that was the biggest takeaway because this was that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? If they could have kept pace, be down 10 points, 13 points, you know what I'm saying, keep that type of spread, you could potentially win in the end.
Lou, are you disappointed in Deion based off these back-to-back losses? Or do you just think it's a talent thing?
I think it's a talent thing. I think with the transfer portal, he can get a brand-new team next year. He's going to be able to get pass rushers, which he needs. He's going to be able to get an offensive line, which he needs. My biggest takeaway from the game was Shedeur Sanders, though. I was a heavy skeptic coming into the season. I think he went toe-for-toe with Caleb Williams.
After that pick, that was after that pick.
I think he went toe-for-toe.
I would say
if they had the same amount of talent, Ken, I hear you moaning. Mm-mm. Caleb Williams, they said there were several times he had over 7 seconds to pass the ball. Shedeur don't get that, but he still looked as good. I saw some throws. That throw that he made with the dude sliding in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was nice.
Can't judge it off that defense, bro.
Yeah.
You just can't.
You can say that about all the teams that USC has played.
I've seen show up every week.
Yeah.
Every week.
USC is letting teams put numbers on
them. I'm saying like Caleb going against the defenses that USC faces. They ain't faced nobody.
Man, yeah, I don't know,
he shows what I like
I'm
about
most impressed from that game with everything by Shadur.
I would say his
poise is what
if he didn't have that interception, I would be all with you, Lou. But at that point, because I put emphasis on that
thing, though,
I put emphasis on that game because of how many lights, I mean, eyeballs is going to be on it. And I wanted to see Caleb versus Shadur and see who, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. what they could do. Caleb proved to me that he's a top five pick.
Yeah,
he's
good.
Number one.
He's a good player.
I want to see if Shadur can prove that he could be competitive in that, like at least be considered a top five, top 10. He bounced back really well after that pick, but I think people are going to notice that pick and be like, all right, this is where, you know.
I think, especially if you lose by one score, at a serious talent disadvantage,
as he's Correct. Always been.
But if you lose
Jackson,
by one
yeah.
score,
it doesn't
that pick
matter.
Comes up.
He kept him in the game.
He did.
Him by
and
himself.
And that offensive,
Shadur Sanders, he kept him in the game.
Knowing that he has little to no time and knowing
Yeah, but Shadur had to play a perfect game. I was expecting a perfect game.
He didn't.
I was expecting the TCU game that he had. I was expecting.
Nah, that's tough. That's tough.
I'm not saying 500 yards. I'm just saying like perfect.
But he played good enough to win.
Yeah, he did.
And if I had a more talented team, he could have walked out of there.
What is it? 41
It's like going against Patty. Look at Zach Wilson with Patty.
Nah,
he had to damn to be perfect.
Because it ain't no Chris Jones on USC defense.
Exactly.
No, I'm just
he played good enough to win if they had the talent. USC just got more talent on the offensive side of the ball. So
score 41.
If we go score for score, y'all gonna beat me. But if Colorado gets some defense, if they get some offensive linemen to Shadur Sanders, he wins that game. And now we're talking about a whole other conversation into the draft where he out-battled Caleb Williams.
We're talking that potentially just having Travis Hunter could have changed the game.
Bro, that's
on both sides of the ball.
Why are you
saying? They waking him up.
Do you not like Shadur? You don't think Shadur is good?
I think Shadur looks good.
What's that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? He does look good. Yeah. He looks damn good.
But I got to see him against quality defensive competition. I haven't seen it yet. He was no habit in.
Ken, we seen him in major D1
TCU
college.
Went Oregon. To the national championship game last year.
TCU defense is trash.
Oregon's
Everyone knows
defense
that.
Was good, though.
Not
and what happened against Oregon?
He was getting his butt beat in.
Who he got to play? Right. Alabama?
Pause.
Like who?
Somebody from the SEC, bro. Not these weak ass damn.
But how many quarterbacks do we hold to that standard?
The SEC this year.
How many quarterbacks?
I'm just saying,
How many quarterbacks in college do you hold to that standard where you say, I got to see them versus SEC talent? That dude in, Texas, he ain't in the SEC. Drake May ain't in the SEC. Those are top tier quarterback talents.
I'm not
talents.
Talking about Drake
Even
May.
Even Caleb Williams, he's a top tier quarterback talent. They don't play SEC defenses. Yeah, they playing the same defenses that Shadur plays.
Yeah. Shadur gets a lot of credit, like I said, for me, is poise. I look at more than just the stats.
That's
it's
what I like.
A lot of times, it's how you bounce back.
He brings
because some of them
week.
Dudes, man,
he's the
they
most
get,
he brings
he's the most
every
clutch
week, bro. Well,
yeah.
College quarterback.
I don't
in the
know. I don't know.
Be
I don't know.
My quarterback.
Shadur.
I'll take him over Dak.
That's real.
I take him over Dak.
He lived for the moments.
Bro,
I talked about it. I talked about it.
I would take Shadur Sanders over Dak Prescott today.
Remember when Zach Wilson?
Bro, y'all get LeVar balled all over again.
No,
his dad ain't even saying. His dad want him to come back to school.
Show him what you're saying.
When Zach Wilson was in college, I talked about that a lot, about the fact that he would fold under pressure. When the pressure came, you see Zach get jumpy in the pocket. You see him throw picks. You see all these little shaky things. That's what scared me about him coming out. And that's why I said he's not going to be a good quarterback. Same thing I said about Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold saw the pressure. Josh Rosen, they saw pressure. Their whole attitude and mentality changed. The quarterback, this great blue chip quarterback everybody had was done. Shadur doesn't do that. Shadur don't fold. I mean, he's not perfect. He's not. But he will not fold in that pocket.
Which is
he
why I'm glad he's going back, based off what his dad said. I'm glad he's staying and going for another year.
Caleb is too?
Well, Caleb is only if Chicago number one. If Chicago's number one, Caleb ain't going nowhere. Because I would just be like him, why not? I can get my dick sucked all day in L.A. and
I
be cold
in
as
LA
shit in Chicago.
And make more money.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, fuck all that shit. But I think Shadur will be his best served if he stays one more year. Because I think he's close, but based off of, like, how, again, coming from HBCU kind of a division and all that shit, going to, you know.
Yeah. Come back next year.
He's faced the most competition he's probably ever had in his life in this month alone of this past
this month
of September.
You know where he went to high school, right?
I'm talking about legit competition.
Where he went to high school, right?
That's fine.
In Texas.
That's fine.
The number one state of high school football.
That's fine.
Gone way far in high school. Anybody? Went everywhere. But Nick, the thing is this.
Here you go. This is where he tried to school me, but go ahead. Yeah.
wherever he's gone, he's been a winner.
Yeah. Okay.
Wherever
he's
gone.
Has he won his last two games?
Does he have a winning record? Is he a top five quarterback in college football right now?
He is.
Is he not the best clutch quarterback in college football right now?
Clutch as far
by
as
the
what?
Numbers?
Clutch as far as
by
what?
The numbers?
By the numbers or by the games?
By the numbers.
Okay.
Haven't there been other quarterbacks that have been Ooh. Winners in high school, college, get to the NFL, can't win shit?
Yeah.
Well, it's been a lot. Like that went everywhere he's gone.
Atlanta's saying Desmond Ridder is that.
Bro, it's been a lot. That don't really mean shit.
Desmond Ridder.
But what Desmond Ridder was.
At
Cox.
The end of the day.
He was
as good as Shedeur Sanders is right now.
He was better than Shedeur in college.
Shit. No. Oh, no. At the end of the day, we can only judge them for where they are right now, Ken.
Oh, now it's that.
Bro, he's not in the NFL. So how can we judge them by the NFL?
I'm just saying that qualified don't mean shit.
Let me ask you this question. Is Shedeur going to get this Colorado team to the top four in the playoffs this year? No, it didn't. Desmond Ridder did. So, all right, shut the fuck up with all that
so
shit.
The thing about it is I don't mind him staying another year. And the only reason is you want to see top level competition one more year before throwing him out there. We put him out there like we did Justin Fields with 1 year of experience. And we see how that play out for some of them guys. I wouldn't mind him staying another year.
I disagree.
Go ahead.
I say I disagree. I think you strike while the iron's hot. You go all the way through. You play with this season and everybody's hounding you right now. Go to the draft, bro.
To be what pick?
It don't matter. They're going to dissect you even more next year. Now they're going to have more reason not to like you. They won't. You got more game.
Whoever dissects
you got more game film, so they got more reasons not to like you.
They will be, just like when Patty failed, they will be
fooled. Caleb is guaranteed number one.
I'm just saying if Caleb falls.
Caleb's not going to fall.
He was drinking at the bar. I'm saying if he has a lesser of a season than he has now, and niggas is dissecting him, saying, oh, he ain't as good as he was, if he falls, that'll be to the end. So whoever's
at worst, Shedeur is the third quarterback coming off the board.
Why
after Drake May and Caleb Williams?
And I'm gonna tell you why come out this year when you can come out next year and be the number one pick.
But what if you?
What
go
if
back
next
and
year
get
I get hurt? What if next year they got more film and say, oh, well, I don't think he that good?
Yeah,
what if next year
we
don't win no
with
games?
Caleb and Drake May, who they're crowning for some reason because he won't be.
And if you're
those
the third,
really
Deion wants him to be the number one pick, bro.
But if you're the third quarterback taken, you're probably going to a better
top
situation
20.
Than those other
than the
two
first
people.
Two.
Y'all,
right?
Y'all, I think y'all missing. I think the reason why Deion wants him to come back is so he can be a top pick next year because the competition isn't there in terms of Caleb right. and Drake May.
No,
that's
I understand
it.
That. That
that's all
I,
it is.
I get that he it's wants that to raise his draft stock, but I am of the mindset of strike when the iron's hot. Because what if next season it looks a little bit the same or worse.
Oh, so he ain't what you thought he was.
No, he is what I think
he
is.
If he look worse?
No, but I'm just saying.
I mean, if he looks worse, then he
but then you should have went to the NFL.
Right.
From a business
standpoint,
you
got to
do
Cordell possible.
Jones from Ohio State and be like,
I don't think that's
going
possible.
There. Sorry,
man. I never seen a number one pick, especially going off of a Heisman and potentially a back-to-back Heisman, which is what they're trying to say. I don't see how that gets worse in that third year based off of just saying I want to stay in college and go somewhere else.
What if Caleb Williams come back? Then what? Should he come back too? Or should he leave?
I mean, Shedeur, he's only doing one more year. After that, he's leaving.
Okay. What if Caleb Williams come back, though? Do you think that he should leave or stay? Do it depend on him?
If Caleb is staying and Shedeur can leave, he probably will stay.
Shedeur can leave this season.
I know what I'm saying, but he probably still
he
stay.
He could leave either
his
way.
His daddy said he's going to
Caleb has threatened that he wouldn't leave.
Caleb's saying a lot of shit.
I thought that was fake anyway.
Yeah, it was fake. Moving on to the NFL.